KJAN Sports. It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at some basketball from last night. Lamar Stevens tied his career high with 30 points. Tony Carr added 25, and Penn State beat Marquette 85-80 last night, advancing to the NIT semifinals. The Nittany Lions will face Mississippi State at Madison Square Garden in New York on March 27th. They advanced to the NIT semifinals for the first time since winning the 2009 tournament. Quindary Witherspoon scored 19 points and grabbed 14 rebounds as Mississippi State advanced to the NIT semifinals with a 79-56 win over Louisville last night. Mississippi State will face Penn State on March 27th. Lamar Peters opened the second quarter with a three-pointer, and Mississippi State led by at least 9 points the rest of the way. Weatherspoon scored 8 points during a 12-3 run to start the third for a 51-31 advantage, and MSU cruised from there. Also, men's college basketball action. Some more action tonight in NIT third-round play as Western Kentucky is on the road at Oklahoma State, and Utah plays at St. Mary's tonight in California. Also in third-round play in the CIT tournament, it'll be Illinois-Chicago at Austin Peay and Northern Colorado at San Diego this evening. In CBI third-round play, Jacksonville State will be at North Texas this evening in men's college hoops. It was a fitting end during the month of March. Justin Harley's three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime lifted Graceland to an NAIA Division I championship with an 83-80 win over LSU Alexandria in Kansas City. A pass from tournament MVP LT Davis set up that winning shot.
We needed to hold the ball until the last shot to get the best shot possible. If we miss, double overtime, and we make it, we win. But literally, it was just put the ball in LT's hands, let him create. If he got to the basket, fine. If not, find somebody on the wing. The ball came to me. I didn't even look nowhere but the rim. I put up a shot, and it went in.
Harley said it felt good when it left his hand.
Oh, without a doubt, it felt good. I started walking back. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, my guys are going to tackle me. I already know it. It took a bunch of them to get me down, but they tackled me, all right.
It was the first ever national title for Graceland, which closed the season with winning 19 of its last 21 games. And Coach Craig Doty credited team chemistry.
When you have some challenges in terms of location and facilities and, you know, scholarship dollars, there has to be a way to get things done and be successful. And there had to be a vision that was put into place that can work. And I just didn't feel that bringing in last chance kids to Lamoni was the best interest of our program.
Doty says player development was key to the rise of that program. Had a pretty good crowd in Kansas City for that NAIA championship game last night. Over 6,300 were in attendance for that contest. Well, the dismantling of Iowa's underperforming roster began Tuesday as reserves Brady Ellingson and Ahmad Wagner announced that they were leaving the Hawkeye program. The school says Ellingson, a redshirt junior, will graduate in May and seek to play a year as a graduate transfer at another school, while Wagner says he wants to give football a shot after 3 seasons playing basketball for the Hawkeyes. He hasn't decided whether to stay at Iowa or play football at another school. Ellingson, a 40% career three-point shooter, averaged just under 3 points and 1 assist a game last season, but he couldn't find consistent playing time even after fellow guard Christian Williams abruptly quit the team in November. Wagner was a highly sought-after recruit in both basketball and football coming out of high school, but his hoops career fizzled in 2017-18 as he averaged just under 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. One possible option for Wagner would be to stay in Iowa City and join Coach Kirk Ferentz's squad, which never seems to have enough receivers. Ferentz held a news conference Tuesday, but Wagner's announcement came roughly an hour after Ferentz finished talking with reporters. Wagner said his plan now is to train, get his body into football shape so he can be ready for when he decides where he'll finish his athletic and academic goals. The Hawkeyes will bring in a likely starter at Ellington's position next fall in highly touted freshman Joe Wieskamp. Fran McCaffrey says Brady is a hard worker, a terrific teammate, and a good student, and they wish him good luck in his future endeavors. Ellingson and Wagner's departures will open up a pair of scholarships for the Hawkeyes. They have avoided using the graduate transfer rule in recent years, but anything might be possible after a disappointing 13-18 record this past season, their worst season in nearly a decade. Iowa could use a veteran point guard who can attack the rim and open perimeter space for the likes of Wieskamp and fellow guard Jordan Bohannon, and it might also be in the market for another power forward after losing Wagner. The Hawkeyes could even stash a scholarship for later use after adding just 2 freshmen in their latest recruiting class. Iowa's also waiting word on star forward Tyler Cook's future. Though Cook isn't projected to be picked in this spring's NBA draft, he's going to go through the league's evaluation process. Cook hasn't hired an agent, meaning that he could return to the Hawkeyes. On NBA news, Cavaliers forward Kyle Korver has been excused from the team to be with family following the death of a younger brother. The team issued a statement late Tuesday saying Korver's brother Kirk died earlier in the day. The Cavaliers said that they extended their deepest condolences and heartfelt best to Kyle and his entire family as they go through this very difficult time. Korver is expected to miss tonight's home game against Toronto. Kyle Korver, who is in his second season with Cleveland, left the Cavs last week after his 27-year-old brother became seriously ill in Iowa. Korver played in Monday's home win over Milwaukee, scoring a dozen points. Well, there'll be plenty of competition at linebacker when the Iowa Hawkeyes open spring drills today. Josie Jewell, Bo Bauer, and Ben Neiman are gone from last year's team that finished 8-5 and won the Pinstripe Bowl. The trio accounted for 306 tackles in 2017.
We really don't have a guy that's got significant game experience at the linebacker position. So it's anybody's ball game right now. And some guys have a lot of position flexibility, other guys maybe not as much. So the key thing for us right now is to, I think, figure out who the best three are and then where can we put them most effectively. And then if we can find a fourth guy, fifth guy, sixth guy, just kind of take it as that and day at a time.
IOTS Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the first chore is to find the three best linebackers and then figure out where to put them on the field.
I think the biggest thing we have to do as coaches is make sure we don't put them where in a position where it's not realistic for them to have success. So that's part of our job, figure out what position can we line a guy up to have the most opportunity for success. And then, you know, they got to take it from there. So it's what we see in practice, how guys come on. Everybody's got an equal opportunity right now to earn playing time, and that's, you know, I'm anxious to see how it goes.
Iowa lost junior center James Daniels and junior corner Josh Jackson to the NFL draft, and that will leave next year's team with an unusually small senior class.
That's really uncommon for us. We've had you know, years where one guy's left or, you know, guys have considered it, but to have two guys leave, it's a significant, you know, blow to your numbers that way, and then injuries can factor into, you know, medical red shirts, things like that. So that's going to be the key. We have, I think, plenty of guys underneath that senior class that are capable of not only playing good football, but also having a leadership role for us, and it's going to be imperative if we're going to have a good football team.
Iowa's spring game is coming up on April 20th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.